Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Here we go! It is a Monday on the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. Hope you're having a great morning. Start of the week. Thanks for being with us. Coming up, we will tell you what we saw in Week 15 in the National Football League with, unfortunately, some devastating injuries to discuss as well. We will also recap last night in Big D with Jerry and the Cowboys welcoming the Minnesota Vikings. Then in 20 minutes, time to pivot forward to Monday Night Football and tonight's matchup between the Dolphins and the Steelers in a chilly Pittsburgh. And finally, best bets and the Dogster coming your way at 8:40. I'm Michael Jenkins. She is Chelsea Messenger. Welcome to our audience on Stadium and on X as we stream our final hour in our final week. Chelsea, good morning. What's going on? We've been talking for 2 hours, but if you're just tuning in, I just wanted to put that out there. How's your morning going so far? How's the show going? Everything okay?
Yeah. What am I going to say? Show's going terrible. My co-host sucks.
No, that's a tough one.
The best
tough
teammates in the world.
Yeah.
And Jenks, I was going to say, we have a new addition to our household when it comes to soft
Ooh, what
drinks.
I got.
I'm always looking for new diet sodas that aren't like Coke or like dark. So we have 7-Up, Zero Sugar, Shirley Temple. So as a man's man, I don't think that you've probably ever had a Shirley Temple. But I'll ask
not.
You anyway. Jenks, you've never had a Shirley Temple? Pretty good.
I have not, but let me say this. I will never, ever, you'll never, ever hear me knock anyone for what they want to drink. I don't care if it's super boozy. I don't care if it's flamboyant. I don't care if it's hardcore. I don't care if you take a nozzle out of the pump at the gasoline station and you're like, I gotta have some unleaded. I just needed some diesel this morning. I had to have it, you know, tough morning for me. I am definitely of the opinion you like what you like. And if you like what you like, then you go for it. So if you like a Shirley Temple, drink your Shirley Temple.
See, this is where we're different. See, I'm a female, but I have very staunch expectations. I'll give you an example. So this was like probably 15 years ago, and I'm out with a coworker who, you know, it was just a male friend, and like he was trying to hit on the waitress at Tilted Kilt, which is very similar to Hooters, and you know, except for they were like little kilts. So he orders a mudslide. I'm like, Brad, what are you doing? You can't hit
That's
on the waitress and order a mudslide. Like, that is a drink for children or people who are like, you know, 21 and drinking alcohol for the first time. Do not
That's
order
true.
A mudslide and attempt to hit on a woman.
Yeah, that's true. If you're trying to cultivate a relationship, you got to ease into that. Like, you got to, like, the lovely Catherine and I, when we go out, one thing we love Cosmos, right? But we like a Cosmo, not with the lime. We like it with cherries instead. And so we'll drink those on a regular basis, just depending on the mood, the night it is, whatever it is. But on our first date, would I have ordered a Cosmo? Probably not. What did we drink that night? I think we were drinking whiskey and whatever it was. And we had an awesome time. But yeah, I think that people would judge you pretty quickly if you're like, I just got to have a mudslide. Even I'd be like, oh, man, that's a tough first drink if you're trying to get a date here. I mean, I don't care. I'm saying she might. So yeah, I get that. She might.
Especially before dinner. Like, a mudslide's like a dessert. So I told him that.
It is.
And so I didn't want to be a hypocrite. I'm like, it doesn't matter what you drink. It absolutely does if you're a man and you're trying to impress a female.
Yeah. Well, you know, the Chargers got a treat yesterday. Chelsea beating the Chiefs 16-13. As we get into week 15 in the NFL, the Chargers were getting 4.5. They're plus 160 on the money line. Total set at 45 and a hook. The under hits. Chiefs eliminated from the playoffs for the first time since 2014. They will not win the AFC West for the first time since 2015. But more importantly, they lose Patrick Mahomes in this game.
Watching it again, hit by hand.
Watch as he goes to the ground. It looks like
ooh,
that. Oh.
Oh.
The left knee.
Yep. You saw it.
You saw like it almost like it popped. Pop, like a. It almost hyperextends, like it straightens out as it hits into the ground.
That's CBS with the highlight there. And yeah, it didn't look like much. It certainly wasn't a dirty play or anything like that. Mahomes just landed awkwardly on that knee. You saw it buckle a little bit. So he posted this on X. Don't know why this had to happen. Not going to lie, it hurts, but all we can do now is trust in God and attack every single day over and over again. So this was a loss on so many levels where Mahomes, clearly out for the season, has a long rehab ahead of him. And it's going to be strange not seeing the playoffs or seeing the playoffs without the Chiefs.
Right. And first of all, let me quantify this by saying that obviously this is a devastating injury and nobody wants to see one of the best players in the league go down. But I will say this. I feel like this is what it took for people to start realizing, hey, maybe it's not the Chiefs' year. Because think about it, Jinx, even if the Chiefs lost this game against the Chargers, which they were kind of in line to do because Patrick Mahomes did not get injured until late in this game, honestly, I would be not shocked if the books kept putting the Chiefs as favorites in these games. Like, honestly, it's December 15th, and they were still favored in this game this weekend despite being favorites in 5 straight games and losing outright in 4 of those. So I think this is probably what it took. Because if Patrick Mahomes didn't get hurt, I think a lot of people would still say, hey, there might be a pathway for the Chiefs to get in the playoffs. Do you think this is what it took for people to stop believing in the Chiefs?
I think it's an interesting point, and I sort of think you're right. I mean, they had to win this game, right? So they were not going to make the playoffs if Patrick Mahomes stayed healthy and they lost this game. They would have been eliminated regardless. But I think this has sort of been a theme throughout this show, right? How do you get it through your head that something different is happening when you're so accustomed to something being a certain way? And we were relating the story about Indiana football and how they've been bad for a decade, and it's hard to get through your head. No. Indiana's really good. We're not talking about basketball. We're talking about football here. So same thing with the Chiefs. So imagine this, where they are eliminated from the playoffs for the first time since 2014, not winning the division for the first time in a decade. Do you know how rare that is? How hard that is to do? Look at the NFC East. This is finally going to change, I believe, this year. But the Eagles are probably going to win the East. It will be the first time they have had a repeat champion in, what, 2+ decades? And yet the Chiefs in the AFC for a decade straight have won the division. So yes, even though the Chiefs are eliminated no matter what happens to Patrick Mahomes, and now he's out for the season, I think it was one of those, this really helps it sink in. Like, no,
It wasn't their season. They're not going anywhere. And just to reinforce that point, Patrick Mahomes is done for the year. And sometimes, like, we never want to see anyone injured at all, but sometimes it takes something this devastating for it to sink in. Like, no, you're not going to see them in the playoffs. And I'm not going to say it's a new era, but it's certainly something we're not used to.
Yeah, definitely. And I think a lot of us are in a mental pretzel over the Chiefs, or were in a mental pretzel over the Chiefs, just because from what we've seen over the past couple of seasons, where they didn't even look like a dominant football team last year, but still made it to the Super Bowl. So I think that was the tough part to reconcile this year, is when you see the product on the field, you're like, okay, they look like a bad team. But we saw that last year. And again, they went to the Super Bowl. So I think it was one of those things where people see these brand name quarterbacks. And again, Patrick Mahomes, one of one, face of the league. And so it's hard to discount those type of teams. But it's been a tough realization for a lot of quarterbacks and a lot of, like, brand names this year, where it hasn't been the year for, you know, Lamar Jackson and Joe Burrow. And, you know, to a lesser extent, like, I'm not going to say it's not Josh Allen's year, because he's continuing to put up good numbers, but, like, the Bills have had some tough losses this year as well. So maybe the Ravens can get back on track. Maybe the Bills finally win the Super Bowl now that Patrick Mahomes is officially out of the equation. But I'll say this, Joe Burrow looked terrible on Sunday too. So it's one of those things where you have, like, this ultimate trust in these quarterbacks because of what they've done in the past. But you've got to remember, unlike college football, there's a lot of parity in the NFL. And that's why these dynasties are so hard to maintain. And so from a betting standpoint, you really have to take the name off the front of the jersey and be like, okay, am I betting, you know, on this team and what we've seen on the field, or am I betting on their legacy?
Can I just say, before we move on to Sunday Night Football, another blockbuster quote from Jim Harbaugh after the game, after the Chargers are 5-0 in the division, and they meet the Broncos on Christmas night. How about that game coming up? Jim Harbaugh after the game: starting to think this is my favorite team I've ever been on. I've been on a lot of teams, none better than this one. Real ball team, none better than this one. Like, this is a national title at Michigan. He's been to a Super Bowl, and he's like, you know what I'm starting to think? This is my favorite team ever. Like, every week, it's just another amazing quote from him.
Yeah, it feels like the judge on, like, Dancing with the Stars that gives everybody a 10. Because here's the thing. Like, what's he going to say if they win the Super Bowl? Like, he's already said that, like, a win over whoever they beat last week was better than, like, the birth of his children. Like, you have no other level to go to. You got to slow down.
Yes, slow down. He can't slow down. He doesn't have it in him. He just doesn't. Last night, he just doesn't. That's old Jimmy Haba right there. Sunday Night Football. Last night in Big D, the Vikings topped the Cowboys 34-26. The Vikings getting 6. They're plus 225 on the money line, and the overhits total was set at 48. J.J. McCarthy looked great against Washington last week. Well, okay, no surprise there. But he looked good last night in Dallas.
To the end zone. Touchdown, Jalen Naylor.
That is Mike Tirico on NBC. Naylor, 3 receptions, 47 yards, 2 scores. McCarthy, 15 of 24, 250 yards. Those 2 touchdowns and 1 pick. Rushes for a touchdown as well. He did the gritty while going into the end zone on his run. Kevin O'Connell was not pleased with that. But McCarthy now 4-4 as starting quarterback in Minnesota. And then on the flip side, I think this is probably the more telling story, is that the Cowboys were kind of hanging around the playoff picture in the East with the Eagles struggling. But now it's not over yet. But the Eagles have to lose their final 3 games, and the Cowboys have to win their final 3 games for Dallas to make the playoffs. So this feels like an end to their chances. I mean, they're going to need a minor miracle here. And the Cowboys, I don't want to say they blew it, but they lost any momentum that they might have had here over the past few weeks.
Right, for a team that had a stretch where they beat both teams who were in the Super Bowl last year, where they beat the Eagles and they beat the Chiefs, you said to yourself, okay, this is a team that has some potential to possibly be a contender in the NFC simply because of their offense, and the defense was coming along nicely as well. But now the magic number is 1 for the Eagles, so all the Eagles have to do is win a game, or the Cowboys have to lose a game, and then the NFC East is clinched. So you talk about the wild card. The Cowboys right now sitting in the 10 spot. So they're on the bubble, and they still have two teams in front of them, the Lions and the Panthers. Lions at 8-6, Panthers at 7-7, Cowboys at 6-7-1. So here's the thing. It would be one thing if the Cowboys were trending in the right direction. You're like, okay, you know, they're a couple games back of some of these teams, but they look like they're improving. But the problem is the Cowboys don't look like they're improving. Like, they had big mental gaffes in this game. George Pickens looked like, you know, he was on the side of a milk carton for parts of this game. So that's where the questions start to come for the Cowboys, is that if they've already given up on this season, and if this is a team you can trust down the stretch, because right now feels like you can't.
Yeah, and I think it's over for them. Interesting moves. They do have a lot of draft picks coming up after moving Micah Parsons, and I think they did a good job of solidifying that defense, but Cowboys aren't really going anywhere. And I want to see if Kevin O'Connell is going to hold J.J. McCarthy to any sort of standard, because J.J. McCarthy was doing the gritty in practice this week. He was doing that dance that we saw in practice, and Kevin O'Connell told him, do not do this during the game. Do not. Told him that before the game. What does J.J. McCarthy do? He does the gritty as he's running into the end zone. And then they asked him about it afterwards. He's like, yeah, I know he told me I shouldn't do it, but then I was like, that makes me really want to do it. I mean, it's like, it's how a child thinks. Like, you're an NFL quarterback. You're like, well, now I'm really going to do it. He said he would probably get a minus grade in film study after the game. Yeah. He should be hanging out with Diego Pavia. You're awesome. No, you're awesome, bro. You're awesome. Coming up on the show, we'll talk Monday Night Football. Steelers, Dolphins, next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Daily Tip on a BetMGM Network with a little harmonica. Oh, yeah. Thanks for waking up with us. Coming up on the show. All right, so here's not a dilemma, but I want you to tell me where you stand. So I've mentioned this before, and you'll probably figure this out, but I'm going to be very vague about it. So a friend of mine and I have been talking about getting together, hanging out, right? And one of the interactions a few months ago was, okay, when we get together, the content is going to be unbelievable. And I'm like, okay, I guess, but I'm not really trying to get together with anyone just for content. You know, that's not my main motivation for any of that. And so, you know, like if I'm out with someone and we take a picture together, sure. Like I like posting pictures of my friends or the lovely Catherine, whatever, but it's never my motivation, right? Like I feel like if your motivation is to create content with someone, are you really friends or are you just trying to use each other's impact, engagement, whatever? So then a few weeks after that, we'd been talking about meeting at a particular place. And so I don't have on my phone, at least for me, I generally have most of my notifications off. Email, yes. Text, yes. But I keep most of my notifications off to keep me off my phone as much as I can, which even then is not a great tool. But so I find out that this person is at this place that we've been talking about, didn't text me, didn't direct message me, posted about it on Instagram and just tagged me like, hey, where are you? And I'm like, wouldn't it be more effective if you really wanted to hang out with someone to actually send them a direct message instead of letting them know? Like, let's say, for example, I came to Nashville and I didn't tell you. And I went to a place not far from where you live, maybe around the corner. And I posted a picture. I'm like, Chelsea, where are you? You'd be like,
you didn't tell me.
I had no idea you were here. Yeah, you didn't tell me. Right? Like, if we were supposed to meet, you didn't tell me. So I'm like, okay, that seems a little odd. And then over the weekend, I am with the lovely Catherine, as I mentioned earlier. We're out in the sticks. We're in Middleburg. And this was kind of a romantic weekend because it's a site visit for where we're going to get married, right? We had a cake tasting. We spent some time out there. It was nice. And so I posted a picture of us together. And I get a response from the same person. I'm like, oh, this must be something like, hey, great picture. Excited for you guys. Or looking forward to hanging, anything. And the message was, hey, if you're out there, I'm going to be on this particular platform at this time. You should turn it on. And I'm like, okay. And so there was like a laughing emoji. I'm like, yeah, you're laughing, but you're really not laughing. You really want me to do this or post about it or something. So I've kind of gotten to the point now where I'm like, I don't know if you really want to be my friend so much as you just want me to help you generate content. And so I don't feel great about it.
I think this is where I have trouble because I do think there is a generational divide where I'm still in the generation where I value like in-person friendship like way more right. than that stuff. And it almost feels disingenuous when somebody right. like wants to take pictures with you and tag you in photos and do all these things before you're even good friends. So, but the younger generation, like social media is so ingrained in their brain and it's so important to them that maybe it just doesn't mean that much to them. Like, do you get what I'm saying? Is that like, I think they think of it differently. And I've had these experiences too, Jenks, where to me, if you engage with somebody's content all the time and you're constantly talking on social media, I say to myself, and if we're in the same city, hey, let's meet up. I did this one time to like this girl who was always engaging with my stuff. And this is back when Jake was playing Major League Baseball. So like, I was like, all right, what do you really want here? And then she never wanted to meet up with me. Like, she always made excuses. I'm like, okay, so you can blow me up and like hype me up on social media and like want to do stuff with me, but you don't want to see me in person? Like, it was weird.
Right.
But she was also younger. So I don't know if it's something different with the youngs as opposed to the olds, But Jinx, I do have a segue for you. So the last time the Steelers lost a Monday Night Football game was in 1991. So maybe that's also the cutoff for people who treat social media this way. Because think about it. People born in 1991 or, you know, later, maybe that's the cutoff. Because I was born in 88, and I feel like I'm with you on this one.
Yeah, I mean, look, you make a good point. And I will be the first to tell you that there is a generational divide, and I am the first to say I don't always get it, and that's on me. I get that. But at the same time, I'm like, especially if you don't have that established friendship, I'm like, I don't know. Maybe I'm just old. Just come on over and let's just play bingo for a little while. See how that goes. Oh, well, we do have a game to preview tonight, Chelsea. We got Monday night. That's something we can all agree on. The youngs, the olds, we all love our NFL football. Tonight we get shaking hands emoji. Look at that. Dolphins and Steelers. Steelers leg 3. Steelers minus 175. Dolphins plus 140. Total is 42.5. That is inched up a point from 41.5 over the weekend. So I've given you my long drivel about how old I am and about me trying to connect with the young. So the platform, the stage is yours. What is your initial lean when you look at this game?
All right, so we have a lot of trends that go in the Steelers' favor. So I just mentioned that the Steelers have not lost a home Monday Night Football game since 1991. So it should be noted going into this game, Mike Tomlin, as a head coach of the Steelers, has never lost a Monday Night Football game at home. So you take that into consideration. Then you look at the Dolphins and you look at the temperature tonight. Temperatures in the teens for Pittsburgh. And you're like, I feel like the Dolphins are not normally a team that plays well in cold weather. That inkling would be correct. Tua Tagovailoa is 0-6 in games under 40 degrees with a touchdown to interception ratio of 1 touchdown to 12 picks. That's not great for those of you who are casual fans of the NFL. So you see those two trends, you're like, wow, why would I go against the Steelers? But then you look at the line movement in this game, and it was 3.5 earlier in the week. Now it's gone down to 3. So you're like, okay, so are people betting on the Dolphins? No, the majority of the bets are on the Steelers. 77% of the money line bets are on Pittsburgh, along with 69% of the spread bets. Nice. So you say to yourself, what's going on there?
Nice.
It's what we call reverse line movement. And usually it should be a red flag to you that sharp action is on the side where the line is coming down. So it looks like the sharp action would be on the Dolphins. So there is conflicting factors there. And here's the other thing. Okay, so two is not good in these type of games. But the thing about the Dolphins is they have been relying super heavily on Devon Achane to run the football. Here are his rushing totals over his last four games. 92, 134, 120, and 174. So I'll say this. In all four of those games, the Dolphins won, and Devon Achane was really effective. And you look at the matchup tonight, the Steelers have not been great at stopping the run. So there is a pathway in which the Dolphins can at least keep this game close. So, Jenks, with all the factors now in front of you, do you feel like you can make a decision?
Not really. I think the Dolphins are the right side here. Also, I'm coming off a bad NFL weekend. I gotta pull myself out of this rut. Like, my picks were straight up trash. They weren't good. But it's a new week. I like this better at 3.5. And I understand. I absolutely understand that the Dolphins are terrible in cold weather. The numbers bear that out. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. They've lost 13 straight when it's 40 degrees or lower. Yeek. But they don't have to win this game. You can take them plus the points. And I feel like if we're talking about things being aligned, then I feel like this is going to be a lower scoring game. I mean, a lot of field goals. It's going to be really close. This could be a 1-2 point game. Again, I liked it much better at plus 3.5, but the money is coming in on the Dolphins. And here's the thing. They're 5-1 in their last six. They're 4-2 against the number during that time. And isn't it crazy that Mike McDaniel has quietly done a really good job after we thought he was going to lose his job? I thought he was going to get fired. There's no question about that. I thought he was going to get fired. I think it helped when the Dolphins brass came out and said, we are not firing Mike McDaniel this year. they came out and made a statement, and they ended that speculation. I'm sure they were listening to this show and said, "Ah, Jinx and Chelsea are talking about it. We got to say something here. We have to say something here." And I remember that day I felt so stupid because I was like, I think he's going to be the first coach to get fired. And then like 2 hours later, Dolphins say McDaniel not going anywhere. I was like, ah. Good call, Jenkins. But regardless, I think that has helped with confidence. Whatever it is, maybe he's just turned this team around. But the Dolphins are playing better. And I feel like the Steelers are getting a touch too much credit for that win over the Ravens. They have been the more inconsistent team here. And TJ Watt is not playing tonight. What is the stat you gave? The Steelers are 1-10 without TJ Watt in the lineup. Something like that that you said earlier. He's out. So I feel like as much as you sort of have to hold your nose and go with it, that the Dolphins are the right side.
Yeah, as I'm thinking out loud in real time, like I attributed that line move to maybe some sharp action. It could have something to do with TJ Watt, because usually defensive players do not have the capability to move a line. But when we've seen the stark contrast of the Steelers team without TJ Watt on the defensive side of things, they have been so much worse. Like you said, that is the stat. The Steelers are 1-10 in games in which TJ Watt does not play in. So maybe that half point line move has something to do with that. I don't know, but it just goes to show that I feel like I don't really have confidence in either of these teams. So, Jinx, instead of a side, maybe let's play a prop in this game. And you brought up a really good one, the one on Tua and his passing prop. Honestly, I'm surprised that they set it this high. You said you got it at like 195. It's 192.5 over at BetMGM.
Yeah.
Feels like the under still like play there.
I totally agree. I liked it at 195 and a hook, and I played that yesterday. I want to play it today, but I can't. It's not out there anymore. But it went down to from 195 on a hook to 191 on a hook, and now back up a yard. But I don't think it matters. I mean, when you look at how he's performed this season and the fact that it's going to be freezing cold, then I think that leans you into that side or into that market and would say, okay, Tua's not going to get there. He averages less than 190 yards per game. And also, how are the Dolphins going to win this game? On the ground, Devon Achane. And also the Steelers' defense has not been good against opposing rushing offenses. Look at what they've done or what they've given up over the past 2 weeks. They have given up, I got to make sure I get this right, they have given up, what, 249 yards to the Bills on the ground, 217 yards rushing to the Ravens on the ground. So you can run on the Steelers, and that's what the Dolphins are going to try and do. And because of that, I think they'll take the ball out of Tua's hands, put it in the hands of Devon Achane, and let him go.
Yeah, and plus, like, both of these are correlating. So it's nice when those two things can coexist. So I think those are the two hypotheses that we have for this game, is that we think the Dolphins are going to rely more heavily on Devon Achane. And I'm sure Mike McDaniel's seen the numbers on Tua playing in cold weather. Why would you rest the hopes of your team on a quarterback who is not good in these conditions? And we've seen it over the last few games. The Dolphins have been winning games at the hands of giving it to Devon Achane. Like I said, he's had some big games, and lo and behold, the Dolphins have won four straight. So I don't see that trend, you know, disappearing in this one, especially with the matchup advantage. So those are the two plays I really like for tonight. Devon Achane over 83.5 rush yards. That number's gone up. It was 79.5 last night, so I wish I would have gotten that number. Instead, we're stuck with 83.5. And also the one that you mentioned, the passing yards under for Tua Tagovailoa. Jenks, we didn't talk too much about a total in this one. I do think it's going to be lower scoring, but 42.5 is already pretty low. Do you like a total here?
I like the under. The weather is going to be massive. I'm looking at the Daily Tip Doppler 9000 as we speak. High of 23, low of 15. Wind chill expected to be around 11 degrees. 20% chance of snow flurries. Also, if you're looking at trends are your friend here. Under a set in 5 of the Dolphins' last 6 games, 4 of the last 6 games for the Steelers, the under is hit, and you've got that weather. This has all the makings, I feel like, of a 16-14 grind. So I don't know if I'm going to play it, but that's where I would lean. What are we going to play officially? Well, coming up in 5 minutes, we'll tell you our official plays and talk with the Dogster. It is the Daily Tip here on the BetMGM Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
One time. It is an Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. I'm Michael Jenkins. She is Chelsea Messenger. Great to be with you. We're not going to harp on it, but just heard from our good friend Mike in Baltimore, who has been one of our loyal listeners since week one of this show, really. So our show is coming to an end at the end of this week, unfortunately. But we'll talk about that as the week goes on. And we've touched on it a little bit, but just to let our viewers out there know so they're not stunned by the news when all of a sudden they turn on the radio and like, well, not going anywhere. So unfortunately, that is coming to an end along with a few of the shows here on the BetMGM Network. One thing that is also coming to an end is any hope of seeing TJ Watt tonight. I say this because we talked about this in our previous segment, Chelsea. But remember last week when I was discussing how, man, these football players are so tough and TJ Watt was having an issue with his lung, like his lung hurt? We know now why his lung hurt. He had dry needling done at the Steelers practice facility. And if you're not familiar with what dry needling is, I've had it done. It can be really painful. And it's essentially used to relieve pain and to loosen muscles, right? So you stick a needle into the skin and you try and activate these different trigger points, whatever it may be, and it helps reduce pain. So TJ Watt was having this done by someone at the Steelers practice facility, and this needle that was being used punctured his lung partially. So this didn't happen during a game. It happened while he was receiving treatment. And because of that, he had to go to the hospital, get some treatment at the local hospital. And that's why he's out tonight, because of something that happened on site with one of the Steelers' training staff.
Doesn't this feel reminiscent of when this happened to Tyrod Taylor? Like, remember the Chargers did this to him? So I don't know all the details, and maybe it's very different because I am not a medical professional, and I don't know, you know, the ins and outs of, you know, whatever this process is called. But it just goes to show the lengths that these NFL players will go to try to get rid of some of this pain. And I'm wondering, like, 100 years from now, if somebody's going to look back on this, like, we look back on, like, medieval pain treatments, and you're like, I can't believe these people were that stupid, where you're like, you use slugs or you use leeches? What are you doing? So hopefully we will be more advanced in medicine, you know, in 100 years or something. But until then, you know, it's crazy the amount of pain these players go through. And like, I just feel bad because I know the people who like marijuana are like, just give us some weed, man. We're hurting. And this is another example of that. Like, look, he's willing to get punctured by needles to try to get rid of some of this pain. Just let him smoke something.
Let the man just take a toke or two, guys. All right? He had his lung punctured. The man can't smoke a fatty for a couple minutes.
Well, maybe not smoke. He can have a brownie.
Oh, yes. Yes. And also, he's starving. He's been in the hospital. Can we just kill two birds with one stone and give this guy a weed brownie, please? The team's 1-10 without him. Let's get him out there. Give the guy a weed brownie.
It's our medical advice.
Yes, that's our professional medical advice. I typed this into ChatGPT and it said everything's fine. I had dry needling done a few months ago. It's one of the most painful things I've experienced. Yes, I did. So you were giving me a hard time about this because a lot of times I'll sit like, you know, cross-legged on my couch like a child. And I noticed when I would sit that the inside of like my thigh, like my right side, my right leg wouldn't go all the way down without catching almost. And there was pain there. And so I still have, I can just stretch it like almost every couple days. Getting old is the worst. But I went in, I was like, I need to loosen this up and I don't know how to do it. So I went into a physical therapy place here in DC and they said, what would help you is dry needling. And I was like, okay, well, I've heard of that. What does that involve? And they take these very long, very thin needles and they place them in strategic points in your body and they go deep and they hit these trigger points. They sort of help you stretch out particular areas that are tight. They relieve pain. But I will also say that while this technician or while this therapist is moving around the needle, trying to find the exact spot where he needs to hit this muscle, I was like, ugh. I mean, I wasn't screaming. I was like, this is painful as hell. Like, I hope this works. So I can't imagine what TJ Watt was going through, where he's looking to have some chest pain alleviated and they puncture his. I'm not laughing. I just like, it's hard for me to wrap my head around it. So yes, dry needling is not great.
Yeah, I say all this and I'm like, wow, that's crazy. But like, women do this on a regular basis. Have you heard of microneedling? Like, I'm sure Catherine probably knows all about it. And it's like the lengths that women will go to look, I don't know, not even noticeably better. Because, like, they show the before and after pictures. And you're like, wow, I can't tell a difference. And it only took you 6 treatments of 1,000 needles going into your face. Congratulations. So we all have our vices. And so we'll see.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll improve when it comes to that regard over the next decade or so.
Well, let's improve on our bets from last. We had a good week. Good, solid week. But let's make it even better and tell you who we like tonight.
Time to place your bets.
We start with Chelsea Messenger, 4-3 pacing us last week. Where are you going tonight?
All right. So I did find the best number available for this one. So make sure you shop around, because I'm going to go Devon Achane of the Miami Dolphins over 79.5 rush yards. That number is still available. Please look for it, because it's up to 83.5 at some shops. All right, so let's start with what Devon Achane has been bringing to this Dolphins offense as of late. You look at his game logs, 92, 134, 120, and 174 rush yards in his last four games. So here's the thing. Tonight, the weather's going to be real cold. And we know one thing. Tua does not play well in the cold. In fact, he is 0-6 in games played under 40 degrees with one touchdown and 12 interceptions. Yes, you heard that right. One touchdown to 12 interceptions. So if I'm Mike McDaniel, I'm saying, hey, our hopes and dreams are not going to be resting on the shoulders of Tua in cold weather. We're going to rely heavily on Devon Achane to run the football. And why would you not, especially against the Steelers defense that's been especially susceptible to the run? They've had running backs in four of their last five games go over this number. Derrick Henry of the Ravens had 94. Keaton Mitchell, their secondary running back, had 76 in that game against the Steelers. James Cook, a buck 44. Chase Brown of the Bengals had 99 rush yards. And Kamani Vidal of the Chargers had 95 rush yards. So it feels like a gettable number, especially in a cold weather game for Devon Achane. So let's put our trust and our faith in him to go over his rushing prop of 79.5.
Okay, I will also have a bet on football tonight, and I'm going to go Tua Tagovailoa under 192.5 passing yards. Yes, it is low, but also Tua only averages just a little over 185 yards passing per game, and the Dolphins want to run the ball. They need to run the ball. That's why they're 5-1 in their last six games. That's why they're 4-2 against the number in those six games, because they've shifted the focus of their offense to the ground. Also, look at the weather in this game. I mean, the high is going to be 23, wind chill of around 12, 20% chance of snow flurries, going to make it difficult to throw the ball anyway, and you can run on the Steelers, which means handoffs for Achane and less passes for Tua, who, again, doesn't average that much anyway through the air. So let's go under 192.5 passing yards for Tua Tagovailoa.
Yeah, this is going to be a squad play. Like, in no world am I imagining a world where Tua just absolutely lights it up in these cold weather games. So I don't think that it's going to be a big game through the air. And here's the thing about passing yards. Like, they're sneaky when it comes to the unders. Like, a lot of people do this in same game parlays where they're like, oh, Josh Allen has to go over this number, right? Wrong. Like, a lot of it has to do with game script and how much time and how many, you know, yards, obviously, you get in those two-minute drill type situations. So I'm going to be on the under 192.5 for Tua as well.
All right. One more play for you. Jets on the money line tonight. Minus 135 hosting the Sens. Connor Hellebuyck back between the pipes for Winnipeg. That is massive. I faded Winnipeg last week because of this. Now I'm back on them. He returned over the weekend. He was great. One goal allowed against the Caps, and the Jets' offense seems to be coming alive as well. At least five goals in three of their last four. Jets are 6-1 in their last seven against Ottawa. Sens could be worn out. Final game of their three-game road trip, so Jets on the money line is to play. Minus 135. Okay, Donkster, come on in here, buddy. We got to hear your play. Oh.
It's so cold right now, but I want to acknowledge the newest member of the Theismann Trophy.
Ah, I didn't know you've been following Indiana football.
That means nothing to me. What I do know is there's a lot of competition every season, and I'm glad she came out on top.
She? Wait, who are you talking about?
The Theismann Trophy. Congratulations to Sydney Sweeney. She's the 2025 winner because she's got thighs, man.
Hmm.
All right. Well, maybe it's a good thing this show's coming to an end. Give us a pick.
Terry Bradshaw and the Steelers. -3 hosting Dan Marino and the Dolphins.
Super timely. Great reference.
Very good. Yeah, great references. I was like, who the hell are you talking about? Also, where are you, Donkster? Look at the snow behind you.
I'm at the chalet in Aspen.
Oh, wow. Must be nice.
High life.
He looks must like he's nice. In a December to Remember commercial for Lexus. He's getting a new Lexus.
Wow. Lexus stock has gone straight down since Christmas. I wonder why. That's it for this edition of the Daily Tip on the MGM Network. With Chelsea Messenger, I'm Michael Jenkins. Good luck in your bets and have a great Monday. See you tomorrow.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.